the U.S. Justice Department is broadening its investigation into what happened in Ferguson, Missouri last month when that white police officer, Darren Wilson, shot and killed Michael Brown, a young unarmed black man. Investigators will examine not just the shooting itself, but also policing practices in Ferguson. Meanwhile, Governor Jay Nixon lifted a state of emergency for the St. Louis suburb yesterday, nearly 1 month after Brown's death sparked those widespread protests. Joining us from St. Louis is John Gaskin, a member of the National NAACP Board of Directors. John, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Governor Nixon has lifted the state of emergency in Ferguson, and one of the things that that means is that he no longer has the power to remove Prosecutor Robert McCullough from the investigation of the killing of Michael Brown. How do you react to that?
Well, you know, we were hoping that he would remove the prosecutor and allow someone else to step in that would be more neutral. That appears as though that's not going to happen. But what we have to do now is work with what we have and to continue to move the wheels of justice in the right direction. And so the Justice Department intervening, as we have requested and asked them to do, is certainly a step in the right direction. But it is our hope, and we also want to make other people mindful that, you know, Prosecuting Attorney Bob McCullough is not the only person that works within that office. And there are other, what we would hope to see, experienced individuals that we would hope will conduct a non-partial and a very thorough, transparent investigation.
But if it is McCullough in the end who conducts the investigation, are you okay with that?
Well, no. We were requesting that a special prosecutor be appointed. If he is the prosecutor, we have to, you know, obviously respect the office and hope that he will do his job. This is an opportunity for Bob McCullough to step up, to do the right thing, and to try to bring justice to this young man and his family.
Okay, the other thing about the state of emergency being lifted is just something symbolic. Could you tell us about the mood in Ferguson now? And this is, you know, several weeks now after the killing of Michael Brown.
Well, one thing that people, you know, certainly have to understand is that you have a community that is still hurting, still very upset. You know, things have began to slowly go back to normal. Many of the young people that were out are now back in school. There are fewer protesters. But that does not mean that we let things go back to normal completely. We certainly do not want the practices of the Ferguson Police Department, of that city leadership, of the city administration to go back to normality by any means.
Well, and we now know that the police in Ferguson have been outfitted with these body cameras so that all of their actions can be recorded when they're on the job. We also know that there is a move by the Justice Department now to broaden its investigation of what happened in Ferguson and what's going on with the police department there. What do you make of what the Justice Department is doing?
I think that certainly speaks volumes about Attorney General Eric Holder's commitment to justice. And it's not just all talk. He's about action.
And what would you like him to focus on?
We certainly would like for him to take a look into racial profiling, to take a look at the number of search and seizures that are done on minorities within that community, to take a look at the number of traffic tickets that are being issued to minorities and people of color versus those that are white. We want him to take a look into all those different things.
John Gaskin, a member of the NAACP Board of Directors, joining us from St. Louis. John, thank you.
Thank you for having me.